Welcome to Let's Talk Frog.
All right. So welcome, everybody, to this episode of the Let's Talk Brock podcast. My name is Alex. I will be hosting this episode today. We are joined by a very, very special guest. I'm joined today by Dr. Leslie Rigg, the current president and vice chancellor here at Brock University. President Rigg is very passionate about post-secondary education, and she continues to make an impact on both Brock campus and in the Niagara region. So thank you very much for joining us today, Leslie.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. I know for myself personally, I'm very excited to hear a little bit more of your educational and professional journey that has kind of led you here to Brock. So if we could jump right into that, actually, if you could just tell us a little bit about kind of your educational and your work experience that has brought you to your current position as president and vice chancellor here.
Sure. I think it's a great question because not every journey is a direct path. And so I wasn't even sure that I'd go to university, but luckily I did make that choice after being guided by a lot of very wise people. But once I made the choice to go to university, it's amazing because what you find is that there are so many things out there that you really didn't know about. And so high school has a very limited set of courses that you take, and you end up with a very narrow view of what's out there to be studied. So in my first year, I was mandated to take this class in physical geography. And within a few weeks of taking it, I thought, oh my gosh, I love this. So that became my passion. And I became a geographer. Geography is an amazingly diverse subject. And I ended up, after several different explorations as an undergraduate into hydrology and biogeography, I ended up in biogeography. But, you know, just a quick word about the path to graduate school, the path beyond undergraduate. For me, it came when two of my professors opened the door to the research world. And so as an undergraduate, two professors asked me to work for them in the summer as a research assistant. And in my final year, I got a NSERC student scholarship to go to Belize in Central America and work with, you know, Dr. Martin Kelman, who has since retired from York University. But it was that door being open for me that changed my world. And so I ended up falling in love with working in the field, getting my feet wet, getting my hands dirty, really sort of digging into the work that sits behind research, the amazing amount of work that people don't really understand fully or maybe don't even know about, right? So I ended up doing my master's at the University of Colorado in Boulder, my PhD in Australia at the University of Melbourne. And you know, my studies and my research have taken me around the world. And they eventually led me back to the United States, where I was an assistant professor at Northern Illinois University. I worked at NIU for almost 18 years, where I went from assistant professor to associate to full, and then I was an associate dean, and then ended up as the vice president for research and innovation before coming home to Canada. And so in Canada, I came back to Alberta, actually, as the dean of science at the University of Calgary, and then to Western as the vice president for research before coming here to Brock. So I'm loving it so far, and I think the amazing thing about an academic or educational journey is you have no idea sometimes what doors will open, what networks you'll be exposed to, what collaborators you end up working with, and where that will take you. It's a pretty wonderful world.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so true what you say there with these doors being opened up all the time here in post-secondary. You know, like just in my experience, I'm only in my fourth year here at Brock, but I've already gotten so many new opportunities in the last 2-3 years that I didn't even know existed. So it is very cool to hear that even back when you were doing your undergraduate, it was a similar sort of thing. So with your title of president, obviously that is a very heavy title, but I think a lot of individuals may be a little unsure of what some of your responsibilities are with that role. Would you be able to kind of just touch on some of the things that you're responsible for as president and vice chancellor?
So I think as president and vice chancellor of a university, you are the individual who has the privilege of setting the tone and the strategy for the institution, but you don't set it yourself, right? It's definitely a team game. And I think of really what a president does is helps all those individuals who are on campus, around campus, in our community, you know, our professors, our students, mm-hmm. to sort of come together towards a strategy. So I think the president is really the key individual who helps facilitate the strategy and the strategic direction of the institution. And that direction is always a cumulative strategy based on who happens to be at the university, the areas of research strength, the areas of educational strength, the community within which the university sits and belongs to. So it's a role that's responsive to the students, to the faculty, and to the community. I'd say that it is, if you contrast the role of the president to the role of the provost is the chief academic officer of the institution. And really, I always say the provost runs the show, right? But internally, and I think the president is in many ways the external face of the institution. So while strategy is a key aspect of what the president does, I would say advocacy is also key. So out there advocating for the institution and advocating for education and education in Canada more broadly. And then the final piece, I think, when you think about what a president does, and I think one of the most important pieces is to celebrate our success. And I think the students see the success daily, and they get to experience it. They get to work with professors who are doing cutting edge research, who are doing innovative teaching and learning. And it's really, for me, I think it's exciting to walk around the hallways and listen to the students talking and seeing what they're chattering about and watching them interact with their professors and with each other. So it's just, I think while you said it's a heavy job, I'd say that it might be an easy job from the perspective of celebration because there's so much to celebrate.
Right on. Yeah, absolutely. That's a great answer. You did touch a couple times on the Brock community as a whole. And for me personally, I think the Brock community is just so special. You know, it's one of the main reasons why I actually chose Brock as my my undergrad.
Why did you choose Brock as your undergrad?
Why did I choose Brock? Well, I come from a very small town. I grew up in Tavistock, Ontario. Yep, know where that is. But when I came and toured Brock, I just the campus, it called to me. And, you know, being a smaller university, but also having that really close community, that approach was very important to me. And it's definitely something that I noticed right away. I can still remember back in my first September here at Brock, it was like the third week of classes. And one of my professors actually stopped me in the hall to see how my first month of classes was going. And I was just confused how he knew who I was because I was in the lecture hall of 300 students. But it certainly is very special here. I will say that.
That's awesome.
So from your experience then, what is one thing here at Brock that kind of sets us apart from all the other Ontario universities and makes it such a unique and desirable community to be part of?
So one thing is hard. Maybe two things. How about two things?
We can do that. We can do that.
Yeah, I think that when I was exploring the possibility of coming to Brock, two things jumped out at me right away. And one I knew about. One was the reputation that Brock has for its student experience. You know, it's a leader in Canada for that. And that's something that I've been passionate about my entire career. When I was in the States, I worked a lot on student experience. And it was something that was sort of front and center in my approach to teaching and learning. So I think that for me, that was the thing that sparked my interest at coming to Brock. The thing that really, the second piece, which was what brought it over the line for me, was the connection to community. So, you know, I think I've said before, Brock isn't in a community, it's of the community. And what I love is that, you know, Brock started because a group of women in the region decided that we needed a university. And so, you know, the fundraising began and Brock was born out of this community and this region. So, and it is a spectacular region. And I'll say one other thing, and it's something that you commented on. And once I got here, or once I announced that I was coming to Brock, I got more emails from alumni than you can possibly imagine. And the pride that alumni have for Brock is, I would say, more than any other university that I've ever experienced. And so it's fabulous. And so I think I said two, you asked for one, so maybe three.
No, that's good. That's great. Just to kind of touch on the alumni side of that, I completely agree. I think we have some of the best alumni in the country. Earlier this year, I was working at the campus store, and I remember on our homecoming weekend, during the Steel Blade and everything, we had a bunch of alumni come back to our campus. And I still remember I was working in the store, and they would come in and just tell me their stories from when they were at Brock, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago. And I just thought it was so great how, you know, they're coming back now to show their kids their university or even visit their kids at the university. So I think that's really cool as well. Now kind of looking towards the future, are there any upcoming kind of projects or initiatives or just overall directions that we're taking here at Brock that you're very excited about and would like to share with us today?
Sure. I think that there's a number of things that are happening at Brock right now and that are within the programs that exist and mm-hmm. Some of the areas that we're developing and growing. I think specifically about, forming an engineering department, which is brand new and very exciting for the region. And everybody I talk to when I'm out meeting with mayors or various industry partners, that they are very excited about not just engineering, but the fact that Brock is really responsive to the needs of the community in terms of, you know, creating the talent that's going to stay here in Niagara. And I think we lose track of that at a university. We do have a product. Our product's talent, right? And we're really good at that. And we create some amazing talent. So, or at least enhance some talent. So I think there are sort of the programs that are growing and expanding and being innovative that are coming up. But I also, you know, we're about to turn 60. And I like to say, you know, we're 60 years young. And we're motivated, we're energized, we're ambitious. So we are going to get to celebrate that. And as part of celebrating that, we will be moving into a new strategic plan. So the strategic plan, which is in place for the university, it's time stamped. And so we will be building on that amazing document and that amazing set of principles that have moved us forward over the last few years. And that will be a massive community effort to create that next strategy for the institution. So I think there's everything from what goes on daily in the classroom and daily on our campus and in our research facilities to the big strategy and celebrating turning 60. So it's at every level. It's exciting.
Wonderful. That's awesome. I didn't realize it was only 60 years, but I guess that makes sense. I thought we were a little bit older than that, but right on. So what is one piece of advice that you would give to a student who's looking into their post-secondary options, but specifically also about Brock?
I would say to stay curious. Definitely. Curiosity is, I think it's the seed of everything. You know, if you're along, you know, couple that with creativity. So being curious and being creative, follow your passion. So when you come, be curious about other courses. Be creative in the way that you apply yourself to your courses. And what will come out of that is you'll find where your passion is. And once you've found your passion, you're not going to school. You're living your life. So absolutely. I think that would be my advice.
That's some great advice right there. So one thing that doesn't get talked about a lot in the area is our faculty members and our professors. So I was kind of wondering if you could speak a little bit as to the work they do and kind of their role in the university, as well as how students would be able to connect with their professors here.
You know, having been a professor for many years, for decades now, I think what I can tell you is that professors love their students. That you said that you were in a class of 300 and you didn't know how your professor knew you. You know, we see the students, even when the class has 400 in it. And I used to feel sad when students didn't come to my office hours. So I would set those office hours and I really wanted to see students. And so one of the pieces of advice that I would give you, anyone listening, is go and introduce yourself to professors. Get to know, let them get to know you, let them get to know your your excitement. Be passionate about what you do, because your professors are. Like, there's one thing that I will say about being a professor, and that is, it goes back to that curiosity and creativity piece, right? They are where they are because they followed their passion. So every single one of them was unbelievably passionate about what they do. And so students can tap into that. I think that what we don't realize always is that there's a lot of work that goes into a professor giving a lecture, right?
Absolutely.
Like, every hour of lecture might take 20 to 40 hours of prep. And I don't think students really get that all the time. And sometimes it doesn't seem like it. You know, it's not all about the testing. It's really about creating that curiosity about something. I'll tell you, the best thing a student ever said to me was that I ruined their spring break, because they went to Florida with their buddies, and instead of sitting on the beach, they were running around. I'm a biogeographer, as I said, and so they were running around the dunes looking at the plants and the dune stabilization, and they were exclaiming to their friends about this.
Oh,
and they were like, oh man, you've ruined our break. So I thought, it's not about the score that they get on the test or the grade, right, or the mark. It's about, you know, have you found something that you love doing?
That's really great. Yeah. I love hearing that story of your students there too. That's funny. Last question. So I know you're going to make so many more memories here at Gibraltar, given you just started here. But as of right now, what has been the most memorable moment of your Brock career so far?
So I think I'd only been here for a few days. That's a great question. I mean, I've actually had a number of them, but the one that really stuck with me was the first open house in the fall that I went to.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see thousands of students and their parents, like, coming onto campus and being energized and excited and hopeful. To me, that encapsulated what university should be. And to see our mascot running around,
yeah,
and to see balloons everywhere, and, you know, people pouring out of the lecture halls, just having come from, you know, an introduction to one of our programs, the gym just abuzz with people,
yep,
and activity, and the students who were helping out during the day, and you may have been one of them, I don't know.
I actually was, yeah, I was going to comment on that in a minute.
Yeah. And so just, you know, to walk down the hall and to see the students jumping out to help people find where they needed to go, it was, for me, confirmation that I had made the right choice, because it was obviously an energized and amazing campus.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a really big day for the Brock campus as a whole, because that was actually the first time we were able to put on the fall preview day since COVID happened. So even, you know, for me, I hadn't been to one of those since I attended as a high school student considering Brock University. So it was really cool for me. It was like a full circle moment. You know, I was once that, you know, nervous high school student, and then now 4 years later, I'm helping students make their decisions. So it was pretty cool that you mentioned that as well. Okay, so that is all the questions that I have for you today. So thank you very, very much for taking the time this morning and for joining us. Do you have anything you wanted to add before we wrap it up?
No, I just want to say thanks for having me. I'll gladly come back again. I'm excited about where we're going and what we're doing. And we just had open house this past weekend again.
Yes, we did.
So yeah, I can't wait for the next year, the next 5 years, the next 10 years. I can't wait to see what we do and where we go. Thank you
Wonderful.
So much for having me.
Thank you. We're all excited to see what you do with the university as well. So thank you everyone for listening. And we hope to hear from you again on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us. If you have any questions, you can contact us at brockyou.ca/discover/contact.